Tenacious Living Radio.
Welcome to the Sugar Talk and More radio show, where you can learn how to kick the sugar and cravings, control your weight, increase your energy, and avoid chronic health issues, featuring your host, Kathy Orman, certified health coach and author of The Sugar Switch. Kathy inspires individuals to improve their health and reach their health goals through simple, sustainable lifestyle changes through the principles of nutrition, whole foods, and healthy living. And now, here's your host, health coach Kathy Orman.
Welcome and thank you so much for joining me on Sugar Talk and More. I'm your host, Kathy Orman, and today I'm really excited because I have a really special show for you. We're going to be talking about time management and how it can help you to reduce stress and busy work in your life so that you're healthier and happier. Our guest today is time management consultant Twyla LaPointe. She's waiting in our virtual studio. So before we get started, I'd like to share just a little bit about Twyla. When Twyla was young, she vowed never to get so busy living that she never really lived. So when she saw her busy lifestyle taking over, it was time for a change. After researching psychology, science, memoirs, books, and other things to figure out the key, she found it. Time is limited, but incoming information is infinite. Productivity and efficiency only help you to do more things faster. And this leads to burnout and health problems. But it doesn't have to be that way. So Twyla started Last Resort, an individualized program to reprogram mindset and create systems for life. So I'm really excited to hear about this because it's really an interesting connection between time management and health. So Twyla, welcome to our show.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be here today.
Well, I'm super excited to have you here too, and I'm really excited to share with our listeners this interesting connection between time management and health and why time management is a key to living a healthier life as well as being a stress reducer. I think this is a great topic and one that is so pertinent to our fast-paced lives. And not only that, it's the beginning of a year, so it's perfect in terms of timing because at the beginning of the year, we're looking for ways to make changes. So this is perfect.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be a great talk that we're going to have today. I think there's lots of ways to share between those two topics.
Yeah, and I'm really, really interested in the connection because we don't often think about time management as something that really affects our health. We think of them as separate things, right? Time and health. They're so kind of worlds apart. So first of all, Twyla, tell me a little bit more about yourself and how you found yourself to be an expert in the time management field.
Yeah, so what happened to me was very interesting. I started out right out of college into being an entrepreneur, and I was a professional photographer. And at one point, my business got much, much bigger, much, much faster than I expected it to. And so I ended up having this period of my life where I was disappointing everyone. I had no personal time and my business was doing well, but nothing else was. So it was a really interesting time in my life. And after, almost 6 months of this, I ended up working with a therapist, and he basically demanded that I take some quality time off because I hadn't actually taken any kind of vacation for years. You know, I never really took time off in university. I was always working when I was on vacation from school. So it had been many years since I had ever taken even more than a week from doing work. And that, I think, is especially true for anyone who owns their own business or who it might be a parent. There's these times that you don't get time off. And so what I actually did was I took like 6 to 8 weeks off cold turkey. I just stopped everything. And I realized that if I was going to make any changes that would last, I needed to find out why these things were happening to me and to everyone around me. It was something that I found almost no one had good advice on. And so I looked out very far. I did a lot of research and I found a lot of interesting things, particularly in the area of neuroscience and psychology, about why these things are happening to us and what exactly is happening to people in our daily life. And I found out one of the biggest pieces of information I found out was about the amount of decisions that we have to make as human beings. I saw somewhere not too long ago, there was this statistic that back in the 1950s, we would only have to make between, you know, 6,000 and 10,000 decisions a day. And these days it's more like 50,000. And so that's a huge, huge difference. And after I realized all of these things, I started compiling a lot of this information, finding out what worked. And once I actually started implementing those things in my life, everyone was asking me, you know, how is it that you have a life now? How have you made this change? And that's really how this last resort time management company was born, is that I started realizing I had a passion to teach this. All of these systems and helps and ideas that I had found that truly, truly worked.
So your passion for this actually came from your own health crisis. So when you start investigating this, you were not just investigating time management. You were actually investigating the connection between time management and your health. Is that right?
Absolutely. That's absolutely true. At the time that all of this was happening, I wasn't sleeping or eating or socializing or doing anything involving my health well. I had been very run down. I had not been taking care of anything regarding my own personal health. And it really showed. And it was one of the first things that I started trying to make time for, was to eat a reasonable number of times a day, be eating things that helped me to have energy and create things, to sleep enough and when my body really required it. Those things were absolutely essential to finding balance, because I think as most people know, when you're eating bad foods or not eating at all, you start craving bad things and you start eating things that really hurt you, and they sort of spiral everything into a worse state because you can't make good decisions from that state. And when you can't make good decisions, you can't manage your time or your life well.
Absolutely. And a lot of this has to do with why people get into things like sugar and refined foods, because first of all, they're fast foods, and people who have limited time are looking for the quick solution fast. It's got to be now. It's got to be here. It's got to be, I got to eat this and go, you know, so they're looking for something that's in a package that's not necessarily full of any nutrition at all. So it's interesting. So the concepts that you came up with are actually concepts that you had to work through for yourself first. So you're coming at this from a perspective of, I know this works, I've used it for myself.
Yeah, I'm absolutely coming from that perspective. And not only that, I've worked with enough people now to really understand and know what things work for people in certain situations. I mean, I wouldn't go so far as to say that all things work for everyone, but I definitely can understand if someone's in a certain situation, what will be good for them to know and good for them to use. I also wanted to comment on what you were saying about fast foods. You know, nature has packaged some pretty good foods for us that we don't need to do a lot to get into.
Absolutely.
You know, that's one of the wonderful things about it, is that fast food may not actually be any faster than eating real, you know, good healthy food that comes from the ground, for example. You know, there's lots out there that we can eat that's much better. And when you recognize that that is an investment, it changes everything. You're investing in yourself.
Right. So true. And that's, as you say, that's the thing about whole foods. People don't realize that an apple is fast food. Apple's a fast food snack. And so is a handful of almonds, right? And it's got way more nutrition than the donut you might eat from Tim Hortons or whatever. So, yeah. So it's really interesting that there is this connection that people are really focused on the marketing of food and not actually on how what they're eating can invest in themselves and give them energy. So give us an overview then of the tools or the concepts that you use and why they're so effective.
Well, one of the biggest things that I talk about with people and I work with people on is the idea of sustainable change. You know, we talk a lot about how to make the world more sustainable, how to have sustainable energy for the world, but sustainable energy and sustainable ability for yourself is just as much an issue. And I think an issue that unless we work through and change that, we won't be able to have much success with the world either. The biggest thing that I work through with people is recognizing how to know what things are true priorities and how to let go of things that aren't. And working through how to manage your own mind, because your brain is an extremely powerful resource and tool, but if you're not, it could be using you if you don't really recognize what's happening. So recognizing why, for example, one of the things that I work with people a lot on is the idea of popcorn brain. So that's my name for it. But what happens is if you keep ignoring a thought, your mind will sort of put it on an instant replay loop and keep bringing it back to you. Until you do something with it, you know, mentally. And so I do a lot of work with people on learning to break that feedback loop, which is really just your mind trying to help you make sure you don't forget things. But for some people, it can become this sort of endless cycle of a loud mind where their mind is always screaming at them, you know, make sure that you buy lettuce next time you go for groceries, you know, and you don't really manage those things. So learning how to manage your own mind, making sure that you recognize how to manage your priorities and your time and being sustainable. Those are the main things that I work with people on.
Wow. No kidding. So what about things like list makers? There's people like myself, sometimes I make a list of things that I need to do. And is that sufficient to get you out of this popcorn brain loop?
For some people it is, and it depends how many items are on it. Making a list, if you know about yourself that making a list doesn't mean that something will actually ever be accomplished, your brain will ignore it. You know yourself well enough to know whether or not something will actually happen when you make a list, right? So that's one of the big things that you have to tackle, is that if you know yourself well enough to know that when you make a list, nothing is actually going to be accomplished from that list, making a list won't be effective to get your mind to stop, you know, pestering you about ideas that have not been dealt with. We're accomplishment is an incredibly powerful part of the mind. If making something, if you know that nothing will be accomplished by doing something, it won't stop being a problem for you.
Okay, so is a lot of the stress from time management, does it come from this popcorn brain, or does it actually come from the hectic schedule that you're trying to keep up with?
For a lot of us, it's all of the above. I mean, I know quite a few people where they've overcommitted themselves in life to lots of different things. And not only have they overcommitted themselves in reality, but the part of the things that they really long for one big example is people who really want to see their house clean and tidy, you know, and this might be someone who has three children and the house is never as they would like it to be and everything is always chaotic. Sometimes you just need to make some small changes to make that chaos either accept parts of the chaos and only deal with parts of them, or deal with it in new ways. So start over and say, okay, why is this chaos happening in X or Y situation? What am I going to actually do about that? And be very focused and very specific about how you deal with those situations. So it's very much an individual thing. I know there are some people that have great problems with overextending themselves. So they overpromise to the people around them because they can't stand to let anyone down. And then they end up letting everyone down. I know that was my own situation. I've met other people who have a bigger problem with just keeping track of information in general. They have all this information coming in, but they're not keeping track of it, and so everything kind of falls out of the back of their mind. Mm-hmm. And I've met a few people where the issue is more that they only feel that things are a problem, that their life isn't actually that bad, but the way that they feel about it emotionally or personally is much worse than the actual situation. And in that case, that's more of a mindset shift. So I'd say those are kind of the top three kinds of people. And there's some overlap between those for sure.
Okay. Well, this is really, really interesting. Right now, it's time for us to go to a short commercial break, Twyla. So we'll just take a moment. But we've just learned about the concept of reducing stressful busy work and things that the concepts that Twyla uses and why they're so effective at improving our health. When we come back from the break, I would like to get into a little bit more about the how. So how does having time management positively impact our health? And Twyla, I also understand that you have a 5-step system. So I'd like to know how you use your 5-step system to help your clients live life more effectively and have better health. And above all, actually, what I'm really interested in hearing is how you help your clients, or how your clients are able to maintain a time management strategy so that they're not going to slip back into old habits. Does that sound okay?
That sounds great.
Great. Okay. Well, listeners, stay tuned. We'll be right back. And when we return, Twyla's going to be sharing about her 5-step system and how it works to address stress, and in particular, how her system supports her clients in dealing with health issues and maintaining that time management system. So stay tuned to TLRStation.com. Sugar Talk and More. We'll be right back. Hi, I'm Kathy Orman of Kathy Orman Health Coaching. I'd like to tell you about a book I just wrote. It's called The Sugar Switch. It's all about the mechanism inside our body that controls our sugar. The Sugar Switch teaches how to use the power of nutrition to control your sugar switch for better health, better energy, weight loss without the traditional weight loss diet, and so that you can look good and feel great. My website is www.kathyorman.com. That's CathyOrmon.com. And I can be reached by phone at 403-453-4452.
Tenacious Living. Choose your adventure. 29 ways to build inner strength and success. This book is an inspiration and will motivate you to look at the challenges in your life in a new way. Enter the lives of others and find the inspiration to transform your life today. The authors who have shared their stories of overcoming adversity. Visit chooseyouradventure.com/meet-the-co-authors.
You're listening to Tenacious Living Radio.
Welcome back to the second half of Sugar Talk and More. I'm your host, Kathy Orman, and today we have Twyla LaPointe with me in the virtual studio. She's our guest, and she's a time management consultant. And before the break, we were talking about the concept of managing time to reduce stress and improve a person's health. And we talked about what inspired Twyla to actually get into this profession of helping people to manage their time and improve their health. And we also talked to Twyla a little bit about the overall tools that you use and why they're so effective. Now we're going to get a little bit deeper into the how. So what we're going to talk about is how time management specifically benefits a person's health. And then we're going to talk about your 5-step system, Twyla, how you use your 5-step system to help your clients live life more effectively and have better health. And then, most important, I think, we're going to talk about how a client can maintain a time management program so that old habits don't creep back in. Maintenance is so important, because without that, all the work you've done pretty much ends up being for naught. So Twyla, how does time management specifically benefit a person's health? We know that our health affects absolutely everything we do. So it's really important to understand exactly how time management can impact our health.
Awesome. I have a lot to say about this topic, and I have an analogy to sort of start with. A lot of people like to say that you're not a machine. You should take care of yourself. But actually, I think the opposite is true. I think that the proof of life is that we are actually machines. we take in, fuel and we run off of sleep and fuel and all these things. And if you impact the input that you put into a person, the ability of that person will go down. And I think that's a really important point to start with when talking about how time management affects your health. If you're starting from empty, you're not going to go very far. And I think that empty is with sleep and with food are the really, really main ones. Human beings are pretty basic machines. You know, we run on food, sleep, and sunlight. There's not much else to it. And we also need to move around. We need to have we need to expend some energy in order to maintain a good level of energy. And that's all just very basic scientific knowledge about how the human being works. And each of us in our own bodies have to maintain that balance and fuel the body. And the way that you fuel the body is with food and water and sleep and sunlight, and exercise. Those are all the most basic things. And yet they're some of the hardest things because doing all of these things properly always takes your time. And I think one of the biggest things that people need to realize is in order to get this right, you have to set aside that time first. You have to say, I will take care of my body before all the other things. And in order to take care of the other things in my life, I must take care of my body. Now, that's not to say that a lot of things you can do to take care of your body take up a lot of time. I mean, sleep obviously takes up the most. But getting a proper drink of water and getting some food doesn't take up as much time as we may think. You don't always have to prepare meals. One of the ideas I think that's a little bit toxic or problematic is this idea that every meal must be balanced. Some people fare better if they're grazing on vegetables from morning to night than if they have many meals or things like that. I think it's very specific to the person as well, what they thrive upon. But nobody thrives on donuts and pizza.
right, exactly. And your analogy of the empty gas tank, it's our system, fits perfectly in with, the concept of whole foods versus refined junk foods, because refined junk foods actually give you that empty gas tank, and the whole foods, the way Mother Nature made them, actually fills up your tank with fuel, like good fuel that burns clean. And yes. And so it's very important. And I do agree with you to some extent. Everyone's different about how they manage their eating. But I will say that meals do need to have some nutritional components to them in order to keep the fuel tank going till the next meal, right? Even if a person grazes all day long, they do have to have a certain amount of fiber to keep certain systems in their body working properly, and they need to have a certain amount of protein throughout the day, right? So a person does have to consider that sort of thing. But yeah, I agree. Everyone's a little bit different. So, Twyla, tell me just a little bit about your 5-step program and how you implement that with your clients.
Great. So it's kind of a simple system in terms of how I can explain it to people. It takes a little bit of time to master it, but basically it starts with recognizing and exploring the actual priorities that you have. So I always say there's a difference between expressed priorities, which is what's actually happening in your life, and ideal priorities. So your ideal priorities are what you really want from your life, and your expressed priorities are where your time is already going. And so I really like to explore that with people and find out what's missing or what's there in abundance and recognize what exactly you need to do with that. The second step is to go through and understand priority management and this concept of medical triage, which is where a lot of my information comes from. There's this, during the wars, they had developed some incredible ways of recognizing the level of importance of the various things and sorting what they did and when they did it by not only level of importance, but the level of how much time things would take. And so I work a lot with people on those concepts. I also talk a lot about general neuroscience, biology, and psychology. So that's actually where I actually work with people through some of these concepts of making sure that you fuel your body correctly, making sure that your body is getting enough small breaks so that your body and your mind can relax. then I go through and create a really personalized path for the person. So the PATH is an acronym that stands for priorities, actions, truths, and helpful change. So not just making changes here and there just because you're trying to make a change, but making sure that all these changes are going to be helpful. And the last step is making sure they're all sustainable. So how are you going to maintain this long term so that it, you basically can stay fixed forever? You don't have a lot of relapses into that kind of lifestyle you used to live. And the biggest issue on that one is making sure that things are based in a real life calendar. We experience time differently than it passes for us, but there is only so much time in a day for every person.
Right. And actually that dovetails perfectly into my last question. I'd like to know a little bit more about how does a client actually maintain that management program so that the old habits don't creep back in? So is there a daily routine they go through that they have to maintain, or how is it that they actually can maintain it without getting caught in the same old traps?
The biggest thing is not to make a routine too inflexible. A lot of people try to say, I'm always going to get up at 8 and I'm always going to do this and that. And for most of us, that's practical sometimes and not practical other times. So one of the things that I do with people is I create what I call modular parts of the day. So you have one day you might do this, one day you might do that. You're always making sure, though, that some things are on schedule. So food, for example, is a wonderful thing. The more that we can schedule our food into our day, the more likely it is that we're going to eat well, especially scheduling food preparation for yourself so that if you know you're not going to have time to prepare, you'll be able to make sure that happens. So scheduling things into your calendar, scheduling you time into your calendar and making it sacred, that's one of the biggest keys to actually creating sustainable changes. And you have to check up on all the things that you have done and make sure that they're working and every once in a while. And when I say every once in a while, I mean at a specific time, typically every 2 weeks or every month, to make sure that things are actually working for you.
Great. Okay. Well, we're getting really close to the end of the program. And wow, I've really enjoyed learning about this time management and the connection to health. It's just absolutely an incredible topic. So what we've learned about is the relationship between managing time and our actual health on a daily basis. And we've learned a little bit about your 5-step system, Twyla, which actually addresses the management of time and helps us to realize that health is connected to that. And gives your clients a path, right? And we've learned also from that ways that they can maintain time management in the long run. Twyla, what is your number one takeaway that you would like listeners to remember from today's show?
I think the number one takeaway is that it is absolutely possible to have a balanced life and to have to be able to work on your health. It takes commitment and time and being realistic about your time and then making sure that you've checked into it again and again to make sure that things are working for you.
Great. That's great. That's wonderful. So Twyla, thank you so much for being my guest today on Sugar Talk and More. It's been a really fascinating conversation. I've really enjoyed it.
Yeah, me as well.
So to our listeners, if you would like to know more about time management and how it can help support you in moving forward in your life with less stress and better health, I encourage you to contact Twyla LaPointe, time management consultant with Last Resort Courses. Twyla can be reached through her website, www.lastresortcourses.com, or she can be reached by email, Twyla@lastresortcourses.com. That's T-W-Y-L-A @lastresortcourses.com. Or if you like, you can give Twyla a call. Her phone number is area code 780-250-6878. And by the way, I would love to hear from all of you, the listeners. Let's have a conversation via email. How did you enjoy today's show on time management? What nuggets were you able to take away from this conversation today? And what are your biggest takeaways from any of the Sugar Talk and More programs? I invite you to email me at info@kathyorman.com. That's info@kathyorman.com. In the subject line, please type in Sugar Talk and More so that it'll get my attention right away and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. That's our show for today. Thanks for joining us on Sugar Talk and More, where it's all about finding ways to help you have a wonderful, healthy life, including losing weight, reducing stress, looking good, and feeling great. Have a fabulous and healthy week. Bye now.
Thank you for joining Sugar Talk and More. Are you interested in learning more about ways to kick the sugar, eliminate the cravings, increase your energy, and avoid common chronic health issues? Kathy Orman would love to connect with you. Contact Kathy at www.kathyorman.com. We will see you next week, same day and time.